Scoopsy.
The Corpendium Podcast.
Part of MRAP.
It's Friday, November 20th on this Corpsey Daily, and a couple of days ago I was talking about burns, and as a throwaway line, I said something about potato peels, and a number of you were like, what are you talking about, Willis? What is this potato peel thing? Well, actually, it comes from a paper from over 20 years ago, one that came out not long after I graduated, and I heard it on EMA, the Emergency Medical Abstracts, the Rick and Jerry show, as it was known back in the day. Back in the day, that was the big audio education podcast in the world of emergency medicine, by far largest, biggest, and probably still the best. But now EMA is on MRAP. It's part of our show now. So there's still really a lot of questions about what is the best outpatient management of burns. We talked about if you've got a big burn, you're transferring to a burn center, don't put goop on it. But if you're doing sort of outpatient therapy, what should you put? And most people now are just sort of using like antibacterial ointment, probably as much for the emollient in there to stop things sort of breaking and cracking and bleeding than the antibiotic itself. The antibiotic probably isn't even needed. But there was a series of studies done by a gentleman back in the day, and it was like raw honey and literally potato peel and silver sulfadiazine. And it turns out that silver sulfadiazine was like the worst of anything. And can you imagine? So I was searching through the database on MRAP, and I found the paper, and I found the discussion with Rick and Jerry, and I just felt for this Friday that you need to hear how irreverent the show was, and this is just one of the times when the gentlemen, the professors, lose their tiny minds over this paper. I find it humorous. It brings me back, you know, nearly, what, 23 years. It was hysterical back then. It's hysterical, at least to me now.
And then you don't have this. You have a less of a compliance.
Now, number 40.
Number 40.
I know this. I have to thank Jerry for giving me this because you probably would have appropriated this one if you had any possibility. But
I have no influence over the distributor of the abstracts.
I got this. I got to read you the title of this. This is clearly an early candidate for the paper of the year. This is by, some of you will remember, Dr. Subramaniam. This is entitled Honey Dressing Versus Boiled Potato Peel. Boiled potato peel in the treatment of burns, a prospective randomized study. I am not kidding.
What journal is this in?
This is in the journal Burns. It's an Indian.
It could have been in the journal Potatoes, you know, but it isn't. It's in the journal. All right, tell us what this thing says.
It's an Indian study.
There's a reason that this paper is here. I'm going to tell you what the reason is.
100 patients. Yeah, well, just like their last study, honey is great. And potato peel wasn't as good. 100 patients with 10 to 40% secondary burns were randomized to either raw honey.
That's 10 to 40%. Nice. These are big burns.
Raw honey, or they autoclaved potato peels and made them into bandages. I was just going to think of that.
He went down to the kitchen. Quick, more potato skins. We got to burn. Quick, keep on peeling.
Where did they come up with the idea is what I want to know. Potato peels. So they and they found that the honey worked better. It healed faster, 10 versus 16 days. Early granulation, 6 versus 9 days. Earlier sterilization of the culture, 90% at 7 days versus 0% at 7 days. Mm-hmm. All the honey was healed by 15 days versus 40 to 50% of the potato peels. Oh, excuse me, 40 out of 50 with the potato peels. But there was no difference in subjective pain relief. I understand they're going to do hot tar next.
So if you were wondering which is better, potato peels or honey, I think the answer is very clear.
We've made some trips to local ERs to see who's still doing this for the...
Hardly anybody is using the potato peel treatment.
So doctor bashing paper. Anyone who's still using potato peels. Now, it's really important. It's really important not to extrapolate beyond the range of the data. There still is a place for potato peels in coronary disease.
Okay. And that is abstract number
40.
40. Thank you.
I think we could go on.
Thank you.
Scoopsy.
The Corpendium Podcast.
Part of MRAP.